What a cup tie.
What a cup tie, James, yeah. Exactly, and one that we didn't play very well in. I thought when we scored in the first half, we were on top. We didn't really kick on from then. I think we were struggling again with injuries. We struggled second half with more injuries. But, you know, character of this squad, don't know when they're beaten. And with 5 minutes to go, you know, 2-1 down, staring down the barrel. You know, great ball from Aaron Morris. Matty Rain scores, and then Regan, you know, has had an indifferent season, but goes and grabs the headlines, gets the winner, and, you know, away we go.
And interesting, the goals conceded were uncharacteristic mistakes by two defenders who've done very well this season. But is it a measure of them that they didn't seem fazed by it? They continued to play well. Aaron, obviously, with the key cross for the second goal, and FC prevailed.
I just said it there, you know, Drew Baker just said sorry. And he's 18, he's not going to play well every single game. And, you know, we're missing an experienced centre-half in Curtis Jones. We're putting pressure on the young lads at centre-half all the time, and they're going to make mistakes. That's what part of parcel of football. But like I just said to me from the lads there, you've got us out of trouble enough times this season, so we're certainly going to penalise you before one defensive mistake. And, you know, he didn't feel like he did well all night, but that's fine because, you know, he'll bounce back from this, he'll learn from it. But it's not just about key individuals. I think everybody tonight, you know, look at Keaton Mulvey and Trey Pemberton coming back on loan. You know, they came in, got a lot of injuries. I think everyone gave a good account of themselves, but just if you're ever going to win a cup tie, that's the way to win it in the last 5 minutes of the game. It was spectacular.
And how was Michael Donoghue's performance from your point of view, first full game back?
Absolutely exceptional. Man of the match by a country mile. Nobody got anywhere near him tonight. I thought his energy levels, his tenacity, the way he moved the ball, he drove for the ball. He's a spectacular talent, his Donners, and we've missed him. And you know, we'll get better and better. You know, as our squad comes back to full fitness, he'll continue to thrive. But it's great to have a Michael Donoghue back in tonight. But, you know, and then we lose our captain, Potson. We don't know how long that's going to be. So we're just going to try and band these people and nurse them up and get ready for Saturday.
So you don't know yet what the Potts' injury is, dude?
No, it doesn't look good. You know, we've already got six out tonight. Potts will probably be number seven. Ali's probably going to be number eight. You know, Felt is growing again. So I don't know. We might have to nip into the loan market this week. But it's not getting any easier. But that's football. We can't make excuses. We've just got to get on with it.
But would you feel a key aspect of this game is that towards we couldn't see FC scoring near the end? Is it that a huge kind of thing to go into a professional or a footballer's muscle memory that however well it's not going for you, you just got to keep going to the end and you can find the net?
And we say that we've got so many attacking talents, you know, on this pitch in this squad, that goals will always come. And sometimes you do think, you know, a couple of times towards the end where, you know, Dodd's overrun it or Regan's overrun it. But, you know, we didn't stop believing. And, you know, we carried on. And like I said, a bit of magic from Aaron Morris, crosses Matty Rain, finishes. And then when we got the equaliser, you know, people can say you can smell it. You can smell it around the ground. And I just knew it was going to happen. And Regan, I think, well, Keaton nearly scored and then Regan got the goal. And, you know, the celebrations were similar to the Lancaster game a couple of years ago.
Now, I keep harping on about this on air, but one of the detail analysis was as soon as FC equalised, Cedric Main grabbed the ball and took it right back to the centre spot straight away, as if to say, we're finishing this, we're not playing extra time.
And that was pleasing. You know, I think Cedric was quiet tonight by his own account, but, you know, if he sees the moment and then drags the ball back and kind of gives us a lift, then, you know, you'll take that. But I think we've all got to be better. But that's not, you can't take anything away from Bootle. They've nothing to lose. They've given a good account of themselves Saturday, certainly good account of themselves tonight. And, you know, unlucky for them. But, you know, we go into the next round and we look forward to travelling to Blyth now.
And what about Blyth as an opponent in the next round?
It's going to be tough. I think the last time I went in there, we were in the National League North. I think we might have won 3-0. I think Elliot Smalls played that day. The lad on loan from Rovers scored. Front Tom Pearce scored one as well. So, you know, we've got good memories of that place. But at the fifth in the National League now, they're doing quite well. So it'll be a tricky game, but we'll go as underdogs. Hopefully get a few bodies back and we'll prepare right. But we've got two massive games between now and then. We've got Stafford and Bamber Bridge to take on before we go down to Blyth.
And moving on to Stafford, can you give us a kind of roundup of the injuries of who's not playing, or is it
we're
a
struggling.
Bit unclear?
No, it's, I mean, the one thing that we do know is that Cook will come back Saturday because he was cup tied tonight. Charlie is still suspended. Simpson is nursing an injury. Ali's going to be injured. Potts is injured. Joe White's still out injured. Curtis Jones is looking like he's going to be out injured. So, you know, we're struggling. But we've got a squad and we've got to utilise our squad. And, you know, injuries and suspensions happen to all teams. So we're certainly not going to moan about it. It'll happen to other teams as the season goes on. you know, you do need a bit of luck. And at the minute, we're not having much luck at the minute with injuries, but we've just got to keep going. That's another win at Broadhurst Park tonight.
There's a Matty Raines' impact on the team is great. I mean, it's part of the fact that he likes to play on the left, that's his favourite position. He came in, made that great run to get the all important equaliser. But his impact seems to be settling more and more into the team.
Yeah,
would you agree?
He is. He's a good squad player. He's obviously got his work cut out left back. He's trying to dislodge Dodd, but Dodd moved into midfield today. But Matty Raines can play. You know, he's had a good upbringing at Liverpool and Burnley. He can play in a variety of positions, and he's certainly helping us out at the minute. He's loving his football here. So we've just got to keep, you know, hoping that he enjoys his football and developing the side. Another goal for him tonight. So, you know, there are goals in him as well. So, but no, listen, we're happy. I could be really critical of tonight's performance, but at the end of the day, it's a win. And the crowd have gone home really happy. I've gone home really happy. And I apologise if I sparked any reaction at the end of the game when I sprinted down the touchline. But emotion gets the better of you sometimes.
Well done, Neil. Well recovered. Great to see you. A fantastic night. And we'll see you on Saturday.
Thanks, James. Brilliant. Cheers.